to today's Antidote Podcast, your learning booster for mental immunity. I am Madhuritu Datta Chaudhary, Learning and Development Manager of Ibis Hotels, West India. I love you 3000. Yes, folks, that's the topic for the day. Back in my childhood, I used to be a huge fan of balloons. To be honest, I still am. Annually, there used to be a fair at my place, and my main attraction was the balloon seller. In order to increase his sale, he used to fly balloons in the sky. Firstly a red one, then a yellow one, followed by a blue one. He would repeat the same sequence after regular intervals. All the children of our locality would notice the balloons in the sky and run towards him to buy balloons. I was also one of them. One day, out of curiosity, I asked him, "If you fly the huge green round balloon, would it also go so high in the sky?" The balloon seller smiled and said, "It's not the color of the balloon, my dear, that takes it high. It's the air that is filled inside." Similarly, goodness inside our hearts takes us high in life, not the appearance, shape, size, or color. I went back home thinking about the valuable lesson that I had learned that day. So guys, what do you think? What is love? We all speak about it, right? It's a nice fluffy word and it feels warm. It has been described as an emotion, a way of life, and even as the most important feeling that is there. Well, I would give you a few reasons why we should love living beings around us and be more compassionate. Connecting with another human being gives us the ability to be affectionate and to have that, you know, fondness to base the rest of our growth and future around it. Path to self-discovery can reveal a lot about ourselves that we may not know otherwise, like acceptance, level of patience, forgiveness or preferences, tastes for that matter, thought processes, reactions, etc. Next is excellent source of motivation. You know what? When you are in love, you feel you always want to create, you are inspired, you always aim for better, not just wasting your time. See, it's not merely for the sake of any person, friend, family member, pets for that matter, but also to do better in life, to set new goals and strive for the best. Love is also a teacher. I'll tell you how. Do you have a bad habit that annoys you or your loved ones? If your love feels reciprocated, you will likely be pulled naturally to defeat this habit and try and get rid of it. Likewise, if you are in love and you make all the efforts but due to some reason the love goes sour, you still learn a lesson or two from the heartbreak. Oof, it's not that easy to get over it though. Just remember to be kind to yourself. Also, it is one of the greatest feelings. But don't take my words for it. Just read any of the popular classics of the 20th century that deal with the topic, or watch any of the romantic movies from that genre. You get the drift, right? Ain't it incredible? Okay, accept the fact, the future is yours, as whatever methods you want to follow or whatever you see yourself going, you know that you have someone by your side who believes in you, trusts you blindly, wants to see you succeed, and always has an ear for you. This is why love is important. Last but not the least, self-love, my personal favorite. Love yourself or loving doesn't mean being selfish or something. I mean, it's being less needy in any form of relationships and also less demanding. In a way, you are self-sufficient. No matter what, keep loving yourself and the rest, I promise, will fall in place. So listeners, go and spread love among your near and dear ones. Tell them, "I love you 3000. Let's make this world a better place to live in. That's all for now. It's me, Madhuritu, signing off. Till then, take care and keep loving.